unpredictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
The Max Fuller Experience. I received a package that's going to blow your mind. Nothing like that new vest smell.
So this is what's on your YouTube Kids channel? Dozens of videos of you opening boxes?
Riveting, isn't it?
Deej, it's called unboxing. It's mesmerizing.
Yeah, says the woman who spent an entire afternoon at 7-Eleven watching the hot dogs rotate.
In my defense, that was the day I accidentally ate one of your brownies and ended up dancing on stage with the Grateful Dead.
Okay, wait, so the kids at your school have actually watched this 200 times?
Ugh, Mom. You don't get the modern entertainment landscape.
Well, why don't you channel your energy to influence people in a more meaningful way?
More meaningful than unboxing vests?
Max, come on. Hey, your school elections are coming up. Why don't you run for class president? And I'll help you. I was fourth grade president.
Oh, here we boy. Go.
Hey, ho, ho, cast your vote for Donna Jo!
Well, I am a natural born leader. And being president is a logical step towards becoming king. Thanks, Mom.
You know, I feel like in the future, someone's gonna build a time machine to come back and stop this exact moment. Hey, hey, ho, ho, no one folds like Donna Jo. What brings you guys by?
Do I need a reason to visit? You're my daughter. I love you.
He accidentally drove here instead of his own house.
I just needed to see a happy face after such a long and annoying day at work.
What's wrong? You're not moving back in here, are you?
I'm just frustrated with all the puff pieces our producer makes us do. It's always cute babies and dogs with sunglasses.
Dogs in sunglasses, especially when they moonwalk. Hi, CJ. Come on in. It's really great to see you.
Just making sure Rose is dropped off safely. It's done. Bye.
Oh, you know, CJ, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
She must have been in a hurry.
No, it's just still awkward since you ruined her wedding and all.
Well, please let her know that she's welcome to come in any time.
Yeah, I would, but I'm not allowed to use your name in the house. Or use the letters D or J.
Well, it's always great to see you too, Rose. Yeah, Max is upstairs.
Wow, things are still frosty between you and CJ, huh?
Yeah.
So you haven't been able to reach out to her?
She doesn't want anything to do with me. This is the first time she's ever come to the door.
Well, maybe that means she's almost ready to talk about it.
Maybe that means she finally found a parking spot.
You know, I've written at least a dozen emails and I just haven't had the courage to hit send. I want her to know that I'm sorry that I hurt her.
I know it's hard, but Clearly, you're not going to be able to move on unless you get some kind of closure on this.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Oh, and if you do speak to her, find out who colors her hair. She looks terrific.
So, what do you think of my unboxing video?
Is it me, or did I reach down deep and find a little something extra?
I usually find the genre to be banal, but with you, it's oddly tolerable.
Oh, you know, I was thinking, I'm already the voice of the people. Why not be their leader, too? I'm running for class president.
You can't. You know I'm running for president. My every move since kindergarten has been carefully planned leading up to this moment. You think I like playing on the monkey bars? No. That's where the votes are.
But it's time for an outsider, a man ready to take on special interests like Big Lunch Lady.
You're unqualified and have a 0% chance of winning. But if you insist on running against me, we'll have no choice but to put our relationship on hold.
Wait, are you dumping me
and defeating you? Good day.
But wait!
I said good day, sir.
Another successful Gibbler-style party. And they love the musical stylings of Aunt Steph.
Yeah. You know, I might leave out the crowd surfing next time, though. Six-year-olds just don't have the proper upper body strength.
Well, you pack up. I gotta go play skee-ball. 15 more tickets and I can win that sweet Chinese finger trap.
Music by Aunt Steph. Who the f- is Aunt Steph?
I am.
I've never heard of an Aunt Steph.
Not cool, clown. Who do you think you are?
I'm Sudsy, the entertainer.
Oh, Sudsy. Well, where are your bubbles?
I don't do bubbles. Bubbles are for hacks.
But your name is Sudsy.
I come from a long line of blackout drunks.
But I love the kids.
Listen, sweetheart. Take a tip from the king. The kid party circuit, it ain't for the weak. Now pull my finger and scram.
Do not call me sweetheart. And why don't you pull your own finger?
You just snapped the wrong suspenders.
What's so funny?
I see. Nachos.
No. I got in an argument with a clown. And not just some idiot that wears flip-flops and quotes Entourage, but like a real actual clown.
Good one. That's even funnier than the nachos.
What was this creep's name, huh?
Sudsy the Entertainer.
Wait. The Sudsy? Rainbow wig, size 46 shoe, size 46 waist? He's my personal hero and my dad's sponsor. Yeah, he's performed at all my birthday parties up until age 29.
Jimmy, honey, you're only 28.
Well, I've got him booked for next March.
I told you, Steph, you do not want to be on Sudsy's bad side. Who takes a kid's party so seriously? I mean, this is just some silly side hustle. Not for Sudsy. He graduated with honors from Kazoo U. And he got his PhD from Hardy Heart Harvard. Well, I am not afraid of some clown, all right? Let him come find me.
A clown has pledged a vendetta against you? Everyone, pack our things. We're moving.
Wait, hold on. Fernando, are you afraid of clowns?
How are you not afraid of clowns?
Aunt Steph, this just got delivered.
What's this?
It's a clown message. Sudsy knows where you live.
And that's how you make paper carnations.
And that's how you make a better paper carnation.
Well, that's all the time we have today, but we'll be back tomorrow to help you
wake up, San Francisco.
Flowers made out of tissues? Why don't I just go outside and blow my nose in a bush?
Great show. Even better than last week's show. Hooray for hummus.
Yeah, Karen, about that. I'm not happy. And neither is Becky.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk to her first, and I was going to see how it goes.
We want to do stories a little more serious than today's piece. Fidget spinners, where are they now?
Seriously, where are they? We didn't even answer.
I agree 110%. In fact, I have a piece lined up about preventive health care.
Fantastic. We're ready to roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Oh, actually, you have to roll down your pants because one of you is getting a colonoscopy on live television.
Not it.
Danny, it is.
Danny, you're the winner.
I don't feel like a winner.
Here, you'll need to drink this colon cleanser before tomorrow's procedure.
High volume, high velocity? Are they sending my colon to the moon? Wait, Becky, don't you want to hear more? And that's how you make a paper carnation.
Big flower.
Yes, it's a big flower. Now help me unfold this thing. Let's stuff it back in the tissue box.
Hey, Dad. Forgot where you live again?
No, I just came by to check on my daughter. So, did you ever reach out to CJ?
Yes, actually, I'm taking your advice, and I put together an apology gift basket with a note inviting her to coffee so we could talk things over.
Good for you. Nothing says I'm sorry like a basket of salami. Hey, since I'm here, do you mind if I alphabetize your spice rack?
Can I do anything to stop you? Hey, guys, what are you up to?
We're going to film Max's campaign announcement for class president.
Yeah, that's top secret info until the announcement drops.
So don't tell any of your fourth grade friends.
Oh, my son running for class president. I haven't been this proud since I was class president. Did I mention I was class president?
Yes.
Okay, let's get this campaign started.
Max Fuller is running for class president. I'm on the campaign trail and kissing babies. Okay, take a hike, kid. Now, let's talk about my opponent, Rose Harbenberger.
Wait, whoa. You're running against Rose?
Yes, it's very Shakespearean.
But that is the daughter of the woman I'm trying to make amends with. I just spent $50 on salami. I mean, can't you run for something else? We put that poor family through enough.
We?
Oh, hey, Dad. I dropped off CJ's gift basket, but I...
Not a good time. Oh, hey, Steph, what's this?
It's Tommy's old potty chair for the garage sale.
I'll take it.
Dad, that's my room.
Don't come down for an hour.
Uno.
No, Jimmy, honey, we're playing gin.
Then I falled. I thought we were playing strip poker.
Put your watch back on. I can't control myself around your naked wrist. What was that?
Why are there pies on the door?
That is clown pie.
It's Sudsy.
No, no, it couldn't be Sudsy. He's got the biggest heart in the world. He got it from a baboon.
Then how do you explain these?
Clown shoe prints.
Sudsy, take the blonde girl. We're innocent.
Welcome back, San Francisco. As promised, today Danny will be getting a colonoscopy live on television.
And believe it or not, this is not the first time I've done this show without pants.
And here's the actual camera we'll be using to film the procedure.
What? Are you filming this in IMAX?
No, just kidding. Little joke from the crew. Here is the real camera.
Is that a camera? Or are you going to check my tire pressure?
Danny has been given a topical anesthetic, so he will be feeling zero pain.
Whoa. While you're up there, why don't you try and find the remote? In all seriousness, there is no substitute for preventative health care. In fact, each year...
Oh, Danny, I hate to interrupt this public service, but there's a developing situation. We're going to have to do the colonoscopy again another time. There's a raccoon loose at City Hall.
A raccoon? But I've got a camera loose in my...
Talk to me.
I've got bad news and bad news.
Okay, give me the bad news.
First bad news, somehow I got roped into conducting polls for fourth graders' presidential campaign. And the other bad news, you're getting killed.
What? But I'm running a positive message. My mom promised it would work.
My focus group shows that people think, and I quote, Max's campaign seems like it's being run by a mom.
Even the monkey bar people?
Especially the monkey bar people.
Lost the swing vote? Oh, and after all that time I spent pushing that kid.
What's that?
Hey, everybody. It's Rock and Roll Barbie.
Actually, the name is Aunt Steph. But I don't hate Rock and Roll Barbie.
Clearly, someone didn't get my message.
Oh, you think I'm gonna be scared off by a couple of clown pies? No, I'm not giving up without a fight.
Are you challenging me to a party battle?
Now that I know that's a thing, yes.
Playtime is over. Malcolm, get my accordion. Can't take this stress.
You wanted the best. You got the best.
Show's over, kids. Grab your cake and your goodie bags and hit the bricks. Or have your parents pick you up. I don't care. You got guts, kid. You're gonna make it after all. I'll see you around the punch bowl, Aunt Steph. Hey, kid. Here.
Gee, thanks, Sudsy.
Wow, that's a lot of clown sweat.
Hey, hon. I know Sudsy's your hero, but it meant a lot that you had my back.
Of course I have your back. Sudsy's the bomb, but I love you. I had no idea these gigs were so important to you.
I guess they really are. I mean, I get to make music and
make kids happy. I kind of love that.
That's awesome, Aunt Steph. I'm even going to have you perform at my next birthday party.
Aww, that's sweet, Jimmy. But you can still have Sudsy.
Oh, thank God.
Zoe's open! Oh, CJ, hi.
We need to talk.
Oh, I'm so glad you changed your mind. You must have gotten my note.
This is about Max.
Max? Oh, then I guess we can talk about that first. Please come in. I want to talk to you about the campaign Max is running. Oh, yeah, isn't it terrific? I've been involved from the get-go.
Oh, so you're the one trashing my daughter. Should have known.
Wait, trashing your daughter? He's been passing out bookmarks and raisins.
Watch this ad.
How much do we really know about Rose Harbenberger? She said she was going to donate her tooth fairy money to the pet shelter. But there are still stray dogs everywhere. What happened to the money, Rose? The voters deserve to know. Rose Harbenberger, wrong about puppies, wrong about America.
I'm Max Fuller, and I approve this message.
Max, get in here!
Oh. Hello, Rose.
Max, I am appalled at your video. That is not the campaign we worked on, and the things that you said about Rose are not okay. Friends don't make up stuff to hurt each other.
But she hurt my feelings. She dumped me and said I wouldn't be a good leader.
Rose, did you say that?
It's possible that I was less than kind. He just ran against me without thinking about my feelings. I did what I needed to do to win.
Wouldn't you rather present yourself as someone who can do good rather than attack Rose?
If I did that, she would win because she'd be a better president.
Oh. Well, if you think that, then maybe you shouldn't be running for this office. Especially if it means giving up your friendship with Rose.
Rose, I'm dropping out of the race. I hope you can accept my apology. It's very big of you, Max. So, now that we're no longer political adversaries, could we get back together?
Oh, Max.
Yes. Madam President, let's go stick it to Big Lunch Lady.
Thank you, DJ. I will see myself out.
Oh, please, CJ, I'd really like to talk about what happened in Japan.
Oh, we're doing this. Okay.
I am so sorry. I wish that I could have sorted out my feelings for Steve sooner. I know I hurt you.
Look, I was mad and embarrassed. It was really hard for a while. But you know, if you hadn't ruined my wedding, I would have married a man who wasn't really in love with me. I am glad I found out before we got married.
Thank you for being so kind. You have every right not to be.
I'm happy. I'm in a good place now. And I'm glad that you and Steve are so happy together, too.
Thank you. Hey, you know, next time you bring Rose over, maybe you could come inside instead of dropping her off the curb.
Yeah, I think I'd like that. How about next Tuesday?
The door is always open.
man. I showed up at the wrong house again.